I spent it or who I spent it with, whether it's snowing or raining or early spring, apparently. I've always loved Christmas Eve. In fact, I would say I like Christmas Eve more than Christmas itself. Even though Christmas Day was when my family opened presents, it's when we got together, it was still always Christmas Eve for me. There's something about it that you can feel in the air. Something's different about the world on Christmas Eve. Quiet, the peace, the anticipation, coming to church, hearing beautiful music, listening to the story. The most incredible story about this man, right? Who though he was in the form of God, didn't regard equality with God as something to be exploited, which is pretty amazing when you think about it, given how prone we are to exploiting the little power we do have. Imagine someone saddled with all the power, just setting it on a shelf for a while. That man would empty himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and not just human likeness, baby likeness. Now, I don't personally remember being a baby myself, but I gather there's not a lot of dignity to it. So God made God's self utterly dependent on a mother and father. God, unable to walk, unable to feed himself or clothe himself, God with no control over his bodily functions. God playing a game of peekaboo. That's a philosophical quandary. And I don't know that we're ever going to think ourselves out of that one. I don't know that we can figure it out. How could the God of the universe, we don't know how. So much of getting older and learning and growing kind of sucks the wonder out of things. But this story, we're never going to wrap our heads around it. And thank God that we won't. It's the kind of story that if we just let ourselves hear it, really hear it, it fills us with wonder still. I once had a professor, a truly kind man, one of the best teachers I've ever had. Now this professor, though he was respectful of all of his students' beliefs, it wasn't really a secret that he himself didn't believe in God. But one year, as the fall semester was coming to an end, I remember sitting in his office and talking. I would do that a lot. If something was on my mind, if something was bothering me, if I had good news, I would go sit in Professor Niblock's office. Because of the time of year we were in, we got around to talking about Christmas. And he said, "Christmas is my favorite story ever. I've never wanted to believe something was true so badly in my life. I teach my kids the Christmas story because it's important, whether I believe it happened or not." Now, of course, we believe it did happen, and believing that does add some extra layers of meaning to the equation. But think about the power of a story that moves even an atheist. It's a story about a God who became a baby in order to one day become a man, in order to one day sacrifice himself for everybody. A God who at every turn trades dignity for love, trades safety for justice, trades power and prestige for the chance to be, what, one of us? That's what we gather here every year to remember. That's what these songs are about. That's why we go out of our way to show each other love through gift giving and good food and quality time. It's all because a long time ago, a young girl had a baby. And he was called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us.
Jesus the Christ.